Yeah. Go down. All right, we ready? I'll call the meeting to order. We're still with our morning agenda item, and we're gonna start. What are we starting with?
Facilities.
Facilities, all right. So take it away, thank you.
All right, good morning, commissioners. Here we are again, another season. I'll try to just go through the functions and mission statement and then get into some highlights, and then I'll kind of take a break, stop, see if there's any questions before we get to there, and then I'll jump into some revenues and then to the A and B. So, function, the Kenny County Facilities Department is responsible for maintaining and repairing all county buildings and grounds, including electrical, plumbing, HVAC, structural maintenance, landscaping, and snow removal. Additionally, they handle housekeeping for cleanliness and sanitation and provide security to ensure the safety of staff, visitors, and assets. So we'll jump down to the mission. Under the direction of the Board of County Commissioners, we ensure the best use of taxpayers' dollars, striving for the highest quality in craftsmanship, safety, customer service, and work ethic. Our facilities team composed of maintenance, so electricians, plumbers, carpenters, HVAC, and maintenance technicians. Grounds, housekeeping, and security departments is dedicated to providing efficient, reliable, and cost-effective solutions to support the needs of all departments within the county. So before we get to this highlight, again, we do versatile things, and I can't be more happy with the staff that I have on board. We have some high-quality individuals. So again, it's just a shout-out to the staff that we are able to keep. But again, it's been years of working with the commissioners and compensations and stuff to be able to keep that quality of staff. That's a big deal. It's tough these days to keep that quality of staff with us that saves taxpayers millions of dollars. So jumping down to the data highlights. So just right at the initial right there, our FY26 total budget came in at $7,145,256. This is an increase of $305,841.62 from last year. I'm very happy with that, because in our world, I mean, that's pretty minimal. Just because there's so many things that has increased, you know, supplies and everything else has taken a huge jump this last year. Now we have to work with tariffs and different things like that. So all that goes into consideration into play. So I just kind of want to go on the work orders. So for FY25, we've done 2,800 work orders so far this year. We have four adult detention centers. Well, POT 6 isn't there now, but then we still have a juvenile detention center. Our jails are very time consuming. They take so much manpower to operate these facilities. These are facilities that are open 24/7. And at the end of the day, these facilities are all 20 plus years old as well. And so it's just tough to maintain. So, but a little bit of highlights, just, you know, the parks, how many parks, the acreages there are in the parks. We maintain most of all of these, and we help facilitate with the parks department in helping, just keeping them clean and keeping stuff sprayed and mowed and all that. So again, it's just, I want to kind of do a little highlight just for the staff and what we do here. We are up to 43 staff members in facilities now. Again, I just got a project manager the last couple of weeks. I'm very, very happy on that. It's been a long time coming. And again, I just want to thank everybody that was a part of that happening, from the auditor's clerk's office and to the commissioners, just having approving that and getting that pushed through. So I really appreciate that. So next couple pages are just kind of what the auditors put together. I really like how they did the change. You know, they have the change from last year on this. So I just want to kind of commend the auditor's office for that. I mean, that really is helpful. So, accomplishments for fiscal year 25, grounds departments. I'm just going to go through these pretty quick. Celebration Park pathway, Lake Lowell, dead tree removal, seasonal dock installation repairs and removal, paramedics buildings. This is something that was added to the facilities team last year. Again, talking close with Michael Stoll, the director over the paramedics. He's loving the way it's going, and it's been working very well. And again, it is saving them money at the end of the day, but we are getting our revenues back that comes back to us. We've never had revenues before. So we got a few more things into play that we're being able to generate revenues. So housekeeping, all open positions filled. We did change the janitorial vendor with a huge cost savings. There is an increase this year on janitorial, but that's just because we got a new sheriff's building, but I'll talk to that when we get to that point. But again, it's been substantial cost savings right now. So we're very happy that we did make that change. Maintenance, fairgrounds remodel, landfill shop remodel, new warehouse move-in. That was a big milestone. Completion of new elections building was a huge milestone. I mean, that was time coming. Misdemeanor probation remodel, we're currently in process. We're hoping to try to have that maybe done by fair. If not, it'll be right after fair sometime once we're done early August. Juvenile rec yard cover, and then we did a third floor courtroom remodel. And so that was from start to finish, remodeled the whole, the last courtroom, they're all remodeled now. So we're finally completed.
Wow.
Security, just elections, billing, cameras and security system, gun range, solar powered cameras. First time we've had cameras out there. Again, that's working with IT and Chief Rasp here, just trying to find something that will work out there. Again, as long as they don't get shot up, so we'll see. But they haven't yet, so it's promising. And one of our biggest things coming up, you know, that we've done, you know, just updated some cameras in the county with Linnell, and some of changing some of the access controls in the admin building. We've already went Linnell. That is the vendor and the product that we want to go forward with. And so we're slowly starting to try to integrate a lot of that throughout our county facilities. But again, that's a huge shout out to the IT team as well, just helping us out on that side of things. Fiscal 26 goals and objectives for grounds, Poly Farm location, that's huge. I just want to thank everybody that was involved of acquiring that property. Again, not only for the fleet department, for the facilities team. Again, we were in a rock shop. We had no HVAC in there. We had a little shop heater space. I mean, it's going to be very, very useful for just all of our team. So fill vacant positions. We just filled our last vacant position we had open in grounds. And then just the opportunities for trainings. And I'll kind of talk to that once I get to the A budget. Housekeeping, training, and preparation for new sheriff's building, maintenance, Poly Farm location upgrades. We are deciding to move the wood shop into the Poly Farm to get them a lot more room. And I'll talk to that later on in my capital when we get to the sheriff's stuff and how that's really going to be beneficial for us. And that kind of talks a little bit about that sheriff's building furniture. New jail design and budgeted. So I just got back the cost, both costs, so I just need to get that presented out to everybody. So we'll have a follow-up meeting on that later on. Security, again, admin wireless door controls, new sheriff's building security system. That whole building will be Linnell system. So that's everything that's integrated in through our facility that we're starting to integrate through our county campuses now. Courtroom camera project. Working with the TCAs and IT, we are going to put two cameras in each courtroom. And so we just purchased 82 cameras and a VRX system, which is the recording system. Again, this is huge. This is a huge equipment for just the health, the quality and the everything of it. So any questions before I jump into revenues?
So the camera project for the courtrooms is on our budget and it's not on the courts?
It was on the court's budget.
Okay.
That, so we've already purchased cameras. They've already purchased it. We have them in IT right now.
Okay. Chief?
Yeah, we worked with the ADJ and the TCA and it's coming out of the district court fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All right, good. So right there. All right, so revenues. There's a couple things that we did last year and we've learned from last year, like some maybe some added lines that we needed in here, and working with the auditor's office and working together as a team, which was really nice of like, oh, hey, adding some new lines to where it'll benefit us. Because before, if I did a grant, I would pay, you never know if you're going to get the grant for one, right? So, you know, we put it in a capital and then it ended up, we get the grants, well, it has to come back in as a revenue. So for tracking purposes and stuff, working with auditors, we ended up putting this new line up there for capital grants. So we're hoping to try to get another grant. That's only if it gets approved for this first one for 3 units. And this is for the juvenile detention center. So these are older units that are failing, so we need to replace. The next one down is Idaho Power reimbursement for LED lights. This is something I really want to keep just moving forward here, putting so much money toward LED lighting. Again, it's all the reimbursement that we get back is almost a one for one. They almost pay for the whole fixture. And so there's just a little bit of process that we have to do on our side, Carl and myself, is once we do a room, we have to take pictures. We got a gentleman that is like a third party for Idaho Power. He comes in, looks at what we've done, and then he submits a claim, a form, and then we get the reimbursements back. So when we get that back, that goes back into facilities, but we did another revenues line. So working with auditors, we have a revenue line where that's going to be placed into.
Okay.
And down later on, this $12,000 is added into, I believe it's in my building maintenance and supplies. Because what happens if I want to account for that separately, so that way it's not coming out of our overall. I want to have it just accounted for because it's really, we're getting it back.
Right.
So, next one is paramedics. So the service contracts for paramedics is $32,000. That is, I didn't change that service contract from last year. We're leaving it the same. Again, it gives them about 50 man hours of just general maintenance. Again, that's grounds, so that's mowing, weed eating. And the only one that's separate from that is snow removal. Snow removal is anytime we do snow removal for the paramedics, they pay us an hourly rate and for the product that we put down. And then janitorial and anything maintenance-wise. And so if there's anything that's not considered on the service agreement, so if a HVAC unit goes down, they pay us an hourly rate and pay for the product. And so that's kind of these next couple lines, this paramedics maintenance, the $35,000, this other line that they added. I had to throw a number in there. That's if we, depends how much goes on. And we're constantly busy at the paramedics. Sure. So there's 8 different or 7 different facilities. There's always a lot of stuff going on. So again, just kudos to working with auditors. They were great to kind of come up with some different lines and everything on for the revenue side of things. Okay. It's minimal, but we've never had revenues in the past. So any questions on revenues real quick?
No. Thanks for putting them in.
All right. So kind of a big one here for me, the A budget started out. So working with HR and the chief, I want to put 2 part-time individuals in. And so these individuals I wouldn't probably bring on board until I'm thinking that sheriff's building will probably come online somewhere early May. And then once that comes online, I'll have to at least try to have a couple part-time staff to help us maintain housekeeping in there. And it's going to put a strain on my staff because that's a big building. But I'm hoping we can get by until at least October. So then the following fiscal is 27, then we can hire a couple full-time staff. That will take almost 2 full-time staff just to keep that facility clean.
Sure.
So Again, I wanted to get a couple part-time staff just to help us out through that 6 months or 5 months until that October. Next one down, some new reclassification positions. Totaling $28,166.72. That's kind of everything I've kind of went over. The first one is the journeyman apprenticeship certification pay. This is something that we have done the last for 5, 6, 7, 8 years here, and I love it because it's given individuals the opportunity to go to school and to become a journeyman in some trades. So I just had one gentleman that just finished his first year of apprenticeship school. And so in October, he would get $1 an hour increase. So that's at 2601.23. And I have vetted this all through HR as well. The second one is one HVAC apprentice that just finished his second year. So it's the same thing, $1 more. So what that tries to do is it tries to narrow that gap by the time they hit their 4 year, once they finish their 4 years and they get their final journeyman license, and then it bumps up to our low end of the journeyman wage. That's a pretty good gap there from where they're at. So I want to kind of narrow that so it's not such a huge jump by the time it gets there. And I want to reward these guys for going to school and doing all this stuff on their own time. And they're the ones that are doing it and, you know, passing and finishing up. So there is one more individual that is another apprentice electrician, but he was deployed this last year. So in fiscal 27, it'll be back on the A budget for that. So the next one down, applicator's license. This is for my grounds crew. So I'm looking at, there's two PCNs that have said they would be interested in doing, so it'd be cert pay. So two individuals that would go get their ornamental applicator's license for spraying the parks. And this would just be a 50 cent increase to those two individuals once they acquire that license through the state. And so that really does protect us when we're out at the parks, because we get people going out there, even though we're there 5:30 in the morning spraying, people get there right at 6 and they have their dogs running around. We have had people yell at us about spraying. It really protects us. So right now we have no staff, even though we still do our spraying. It will help us protect us overall. Next one down, grade change. This PCN, grade change to a 12. This is a 5-year employee that is one of my best employees. That honestly, I can tell, I'm just lucky he's still here. I have to do something. And so working with HR, you know, at that 5-year plan, they really should be moving from a tech 1 to a tech 2, just the years of experience and then just the knowledge that they have acquired through us. And again, this is a minimal amount to try to keep these individuals here and not going somewhere else. I can tell you, I hired an individual that was at Walmart making more than what this individual was. So I'm just being honest. That's what we're dealing with. So again, I just really appreciate HR and the chief. I mean, working hard with me, and you know, we have to keep these individuals. So next one down, step increase. The step increase reflects 11 years of service and a move to a maintenance 2. This person's still in a maintenance 1 position. This employee should have been reclassified 5 years ago. I have brought this up before. Nobody would do anything about it in HR before. This level is based on a base adjustment, not a merit increase. And that amount is $7,752.78. Again, this person's been here over like 11 and a half years. Again, we're just lucky that he's still around. Last one is PCN number, working on a resolution with HR to move an individual in my office to a senior administrative specialist. The current staff member is in the wrong job title. It was in a customer service specialist in my office. I'm trying to keep it, it's not consistent. So our other office individual from Weed Pest is a senior admin. And I'm just trying to keep that consistent. And again, that does come with an increase because it just kind of changed that grade a little bit. So again, it's just the amount of work that's been, you know, asked of the facilities and taking over weed and pest. There's, our office is busy all times. So that's all on the A's. Any questions on that?
That's it. Sounds like it's really well thought through. Thank you.
It's working with, again, we have a great HR director and stuff, just working hand in hand. So really appreciate that. All right, so B budget. This is non-personnel. Again, the B budget, the difference for the B was $229,218. And again, we really, I decreased some lines, a lot of these are, I have to increase, you know, when you get for your utilities, and then I got a lot of this increase is coming on the hands of a new sheriff's building. So I'm trying to account for 6 months of service for a lot of these, for this new sheriff's building. First one, engineers, I decreased that by 5,000. Next one down, water sewer, increase 6%. I don't know. Do you guys want me to go through line by each one of these, or do you just want to, this kind of shows you? And
yeah.
These are some of the highlighted areas, so if you guys want to kind of review them. Like I said, idle power, the increase. I'm just trying to look and see if there's one that's really substantial that, again, there's a couple decreases. We did switch satellite equipment this year, so it comes with a decrease. $2,500 from before. I do want to kind of talk about building maintenance supplies and grounds.
Okay.
Building supplies and materials, that is an increase of $26,500. But not only in that, I do have $10,000 for the fair in here. I have $5,000 for the parks, and then the parks carries over $5,000 on their side for the building maintenance supplies. There's a few items out at the parks that they wanted to see if we could help with, like some picture frames, doing a kiosk for the East End complex. And some of these, nothing, it all comes in under that $5,000 range. So again, I just put it under building maintenance supplies and just an account, trying to account for those items. And then that's where the install LED lights throughout the county buildings, $12,000 rebate available. Again, that is accounting for that $12,000.
Okay.
Is in that line. So again, I just don't want it to come off of us, because you never know when something major is going to fail, and so again, we wanted to make sure we had some line where it accounted for.
Okay.
Next one, ground maintenance supplies, and again, that building maintenance supplies is taken into consideration. There's probably going to be some stuff that we unforeseen stuff that the sheriff's going to want for their new facility and stuff, so that will kind of come out of that as well. Ground maintenance supplies, that did increase by $6,000. Again, we have a lot of parks, we have a lot of facilities that we maintain. We have about 30 buildings. We have a new sheriff's building that's coming online. We have a new parking lot that's going to be coming online. And again, there's just a lot of greenscape, sprinklers and different stuff like that. So same thing here, fair has $15,000 for grounds. That's kind of, she takes care, pays for her own grounds, so that's fertilizer and everything, and sprinkler upgrades and everything. That's both facility, you know, the old fairgrounds and the expo building. The parks grounds budget, we had to increase to $50,000, so I believe it was $47,000 last year. The reason we increased a little bit is it's time to purchase another, 5/8 or 7/8 cable. So that the cable is a spool of cable that we run out in the lake for the docks. That's what the docks attached to. A lot of it's just getting rusted and it breaks. And so we got to buy a new spool. So we had an extra $5,000 out of that. We have a pump up down at Lower Park that we need to rebuild this next fall. So I need to pull that, have it rewound and resurviced. Again, I have some added signs down at the DMV, like $500. They wanted just employee parking signs down there. They wanted some of that. And then the bigger one I want to put in for grounds is the new light generator for $4,000. And so I was out at the landfill a while back, and Mr. Loper was discussing that he rents generators for the winter time for when it gets dark early and their operations are still in service. So I'm like, well, why don't we purchase these? We already own one.
Okay.
Why don't we purchase a couple more? I asked him, put one in his budget, I'll put one in my budget, and then we can utilize these for the fair. Instead of the fair renting these too. It's just a huge cost savings, and then they could use three down there, and it's just a shared use. But again, it's they purchase one, I purchase one, which we already have, and we already have one. I talked to Director Swin or Center down there at the fair. I think it's about for that week's time, it's like $600 to $800 just to rent for those 4 or 5 days. So again, it's a no-brainer to me. We might as well purchase our own. And I did talk to Mr. Tolman, asked if this would be something that they can service and everything. And he said, yeah, this is a no-brainer. It's something that can service. So to me, it's if we can buy it and it's going to pay for itself in 3-4 years anyway, it makes sense.
Chairman?
Yes.
And what's the life expectancy on a generator, Rick?
Oh, so as long as you maintain them, they'll last 15, 20 years.
Okay.
Sometimes depends if they're LED lighting or the halogen. Sometimes if they're halogen, you might have to switch a lamp once in a while, but they'll maintain.
Okay, thank you.
Long life.
Yeah, and you got to think they're not used 24/7. You know, it's sporadic. So, and not only that, on those generators, if we're working on a project somewhere, we can go and start that up, and we can plug into it and use it as the power. So. Janitorial supplies went up a little bit. Again, I said I had a reduction. We're doing really well, but I had to account for a new sheriff's building, and there's a lot of trash cans and a lot of stuff that's going to go into play in that. Even though they'll probably take a lot of it here, I'll still need a lot here over at this facility and remodel. So, again, just a small increase there. A little increase in the jail shop supplies. Maintenance supplies. So this is the one, this was a new line working with auditors this year. Say like when a furnace breaks or something, I have to take it out of my budget somewhere and then they reimburse us, but then it just takes off of my overall. So I just added a separate line. But batteries for UPS systems, stuff like that. There was a big decrease in computer equipment. I believe we've purchased pretty much everything in the last couple years that needed to be purchased, so yeah. And then and just a little bit on software. So I think that's pretty much B. Any questions on B?
Doesn't look like it.
Sorry, I'm trying to go quick through, but.
Lots of detail. Okay.
All right, so here's the big one.
There's the big one.
So capital. So again, the capital, this is a lot of these in here. So the ones in blue on this list are the ones that I put in that I see it there, you know, that we had a calendar for, you know, so we have done a 5-year like plan ahead. What is going to be what needs to be fixed? And so the stuff in blue, some of this in here is that, but then there's some other things that we know, like a lawnmower and stuff like that we just need to purchase. Again, it is identified out on the very right side of what department is asking for what. And so it is up to the board if they want that department to have these changes. Again, you know, pretty much on any of this, so I'll just kind of run through them really quick. First one, was our remodel Brian's office in assessors. So 2 years ago, we did a huge assessors remodel for all their workstation, and we just ran out of money. And so we didn't have money and time to finish up his office. He wants to move his office at a bigger conference room in that area. So that total came in about $6,500. So that's on that one. So moving down, old misdemeanor remodel for juvenile probation. So juvenile probation is moving up to misdemeanor probation. It's kind of a lighter remodel. There's just a few walls they want to take out, change, take out the front reception area. But and adding some desk and doing some stuff was around $7,000. So, and that's from Rise Up Desk in and that stuff into there too as well. So the next one down, $13,600. This is for the PA's office. This is where they wanted to kind of close in and in center hallway, add, take away 5 cubicles, but then they want to add an extra cubicle, so have us build 6 cubicles, build some storage area, build a storage area, and do some just some construction work in their area up there. And that came up to around $13,600. So next one down, clerk's vault, build additional cabinets in the recorder's vault up there. They have a lot of storage, retention storage up there, and we have helped move a lot of some of these old commissioner records and records down to our warehouse, but now it's gave us some more room to build some more just storage cabinets for Emily up in the recorder's office, so that way, you know, they can store all their items that they need to be stored, and it keeps them well maintained, and that way they're not going to get damaged. And that was $8,000 for that one. Next one down, remove old transformer from pod 6. So the transformer is sitting right outside the elections office. I was going to leave it. Carl and I kind of contemplated on this for a while. I was just going to leave it in place. My concern is somebody will hit it. And, you know, the county didn't own it, so they prorated it. So they'll take it out. Idaho Power will come take it out, but for $14,000. And so this is one that it's up to, you know, I'm concerned somebody will probably hit it. And then there is a door right there that goes into where we're going to put supply. So it really narrows down our gap there. So if we can remove it, I think we're just better off. But, yeah, I was like, I just couldn't believe it was that much. I was like, but.
Can we just put some bullards in there, an economy block or something, instead of $14,000 to remove it at this point?
We can do a couple bullards, but our concern is that is right where a door is going to go for the jail supply to, for their storage in that section. I mean, it puts it close. I mean, I think we can still, we can get by.
It's tight, but.
We can make
We're going to put the door in before it gets removed, but it's going to make the area pretty dire right there.
So, but as much as they have to access it, I mean, I'm not too concerned with it, though. So if we want to leave it, let's leave it.
We could certainly bollard the front of it.
Yeah, put the bollards in it, have the arm underneath the ground, so when they hit the bollards, it comes up into the vehicle so it doesn't go away. You can come and find out who done it.
Yeah. So that's one on my list that we could go either way.
If you could, I think putting bollards in or something is way less money at this moment than $14,000.
No, I agree.
Chairman.
You guys are.
Well,
$14,000 usually
no, I know.
Up on something.
I know. I guess I'd like to know what the space constraints are for the. Getting things in and out for the sheriff.
And Mr. Commissioner Rimby, I'll come back to your question. Before, Becky had a good point too. I got to make sure through Idaho Power that we are not still paying on that.
Well, that was my assumption. We weren't still paying on it. So if we're still paying on it, then that's another number that we need to consider.
I'll double check that, confirm.
Yeah, paying on a transformer going to nowhere, then that. Mitigates the $14,000.
Tell you, Larry, monthly charge for transformer sheriff's building is going to take 30 years to pay it off. So it's crazy.
Just be happy we can get it.
They did say that too.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner Van Beek, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. Well, I just wanted to know what the space constraints are, because whether you have somebody running into a transformer or you have to take it out later, like, just make sure it's accessible with the space that's left. That's what I heard in there.
And we can, the door's going to be accessible to get in. It's just going to be, the door's really going to hit swing right probably into that transformer. But, I mean, they have enough room to seal, get their mattresses and whatever else they need in there. So,
okay.
So, it was close. Another foot one way or the other, we've been really having to take this out, so.
We should go look.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, we can do a look.
Give us a tour.
Yep.
Help us be smarter.
Next one down, cut door into existing office. This is in the Sheriff's Del Hill. They want to, from the medical office to an existing small office in their admin area, they want to cut a door in there for their main medical staff so he can have his own office. And that's $5,000. That's counting the cutting and the door, and we'll install it and everything there. So anytime you do anything in masonry, it's very expensive to have an A-cord come out and cut. Next one down is polyseal fixed showers in pod 2G. We have some showers that are just cracking.
We've seen them.
And so this is to have them come out and fix them this time. We're hoping, we did have a staff member that we sent to training last year.
That's right.
And so I want to purchase some equipment, so I'll get to that later on down here. He's just not experienced yet into those. So we want him to spend his time with polyseal watching the whole process.
Okay.
And so that way we can just do it ourselves in the future.
Okay.
Moving down, juvenile detention, install new flooring in juvie detention. This is an area that I took you guys on a tour and kind of showed you the old VCT that is chipping and coming up. And I know Director Brown discussed this in his budget. Moving down, rebuild fence for bullpen at CCNU. The whole north side of the fence along where Chicago and it splits right there, going along there, the whole thing, it's on a, the posts are inserted in a concrete footing. There's like 10 of them, they're all rotted out. They all broke off. We had a company come out, just do some temporary posts in and strap it for now. We have to fix it right. Again, this is holding, yeah, some cars and stuff that we need to make sure people stay out of it.
Okay. All right.
Moving on down, install new power at the Fair Expo inside and outside for just talking to Director Center. We just know a couple areas that we need to add some power in the expo hall, but we want to try to see if we can add some power to the exterior of the expo hall right there for food trucks.
Okay.
And some food vendors. And so it's all right there. So again, that's what that $10,000 for.
Chairman. And is there any way to, does she have any URA funds left that, or, and that does or doesn't qualify? I guess that's my question.
It doesn't qualify for a billing.
Okay. Thanks.
If it was off the billing, like out in the dirt, then we could. We'd just not.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Justice Park out here moving historical signs and making it ADA. This is working with Nikki Swindis, and Historical Society. There's two signs out in our park now. What we want to do is try to move them. And this is the Historical Society. They want to use the old courthouse bricks, build some columns around the post, and maybe outline kind of a pad. So I want to kind of put it so it's a little more accessible for somebody that's ADA. They can wheelchair right up to them and be able to view them. Right now, they're out in Milligrass. If you're in a wheelchair, so you can't access those. So.
Okay.
What that's for. And oh, that's it there. DDC controls for fleet, for the fleet shop, exhaust fan for the jail roof and morgue. So these DDC controls are controls that are off the computer that we can regulate the temperatures. So say in the morgue, the decomp room or the refrigerator starts going above a certain temperature, can send us an alarm. So if it's not working properly, it'll send us an alarm so we can go take care of it. The fleet shop, we did install a new heat and cooling last year, but it was such a high dollar amount during the year, I didn't go for it. So I would like to at least add that to our system now. And then we do have one exhaust fan on the jail roof, and that's for like the Med ISO area. And so that is its own exhaust fan. I've got the word for the individuals it's for
people that have certain, like if they have a certain disease or something, they have to isolate.
Isolation.
Yeah. They have something
like a positive air pressure room.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we have control on that, because we found out it was down for like 6 weeks and we didn't know it. So it's something that we need to have it on, a system that lets us know. That's a big deal for the jail. Moving down, this new grinding equipment for floors and showers. This is the equipment that I was talking about, $13,500. This is a full-blown grinding equipment. We want to do the jail floors. They don't like the stain anymore. They want to get rid of them, seal them. But again, we can do a lot of our own polishing in areas. So this is huge. It's just a no-brainer. If we can do it in-house, I want to do it in-house. So two metal detectors. So this is working with juvenile probation and JDC, Juvenile Detention Center. If we add a couple no-contact rooms, we got to add a metal detector on one end of the hallway. And same thing up in juvenile probation. So when they bring individuals up in probation, because it has its own access into there, they want to have a metal detector there too as well. Okay. So I have two metal detectors, and I just put it in my budget. The next one down, the three HVAC units for detention center, and this is the one I kind of alluded to earlier about having a possible grant associated with it if it gets approved. The next one down is, we didn't realize it, at the elections office, they did not have an ADA push button for the front door. I missed it. And so I'm going to try to make that happen this year if I can, but if depending on where I'm at with budget toward the end, if not, I will throw it in mine at the for next fiscal 26. Okay. And I've talked to a clerk about this. If we can make it, if we need it ahead of time, we'll have to just make it work. So we've been kind of in conversations with that. Next one down is padded room for juvie detention center. This is a little bigger one. This is about a 10 by 7 by 10 foot tall. So, and so that is counting the CMU walls, ceiling, fire sprinklers, lighting, and the padding. The padding came in about $27,000, so that's $43,500 on that one.
Yeah, we viewed that.
Yeah, and that was one that you guys toured on.
Really needed.
Yeah. Next one down, remodel main office, add three new offices, and this is IT. IT discussed this yesterday. Mr. Raff did at the end of his presentation yesterday, just the means that they need for more room up there in IT. So if we build them, and there's a lot of wasted space up there right now, so we can get them a few extra spots and some extra offices. So next one down, this is one that's been on the agenda for a couple years, glass for the assessor's office and plat room glass. Again, that's a pretty big number, but this is something that, again, you guys can have a conversation and look at that. Next one down, install a new storefront door at the DMV. This down at the DMV, there's three total doors. There's two on the driver's license side and one on the auto license side. And what happens, and the one on the auto license side is ADA controlled. But what's happening, it's a bog, because there's only a single door. So people are trying to go in and out right there. And so looking at it, we would like to go a double door. With 80, at least one side has an 80 accessible door on it. So again, that amount came in at
30K.
Yeah, 30,000. So,
how many years have we got by the way it is?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
Nope, you're good.
All right. I understand. Okay.
Next one down, new parking lot off of Albany Street. This is the one, as soon as the sheriff's building is done, we will come in and have a company pave. I'm actually having the design and everything going through the process right now. We're just on a little bit of a hold for now until we figure a couple things out. So, and that's, the board's aware of what's going on there. That is the biggest capital that I have on that one.
So that's where Pod 6 was at? Where's it at?
The new dirt parking lot. Oh,
whoa.
Albany and 13th.
Okay. Sorry, thank you.
Both sides of that. that 13th Street.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So next one. Trying to remember what Justice Park parking lot.
It's resale, Rico.
Oh, Billing Justice Park parking lot. So there should be a few more associated with this one. $24,575. These are all to reseal parking lots next year.
Okay.
So reseal and stripe. So okay. It's every 4 years we redo our parking lots. So again, re-oil them, patch any potholes, restripe them, and all that.
Okay.
Next one down is judges parking. So this is once the sheriff moves, we're looking at putting the judges parking in the Sallyport area behind the old jail, annex jail. And so adding a door, doing the parking, doing the gates, doing everything that we need to do is around $55,000 for that whole project. Could be less because I have to tear out some, there's a couple like little retainer walls right there that I got to take out so I can add a few more spots into that area. And so I'm going to move that gate where it's inserted in, I'm going to move it out about 30 feet so I can add a few more spots in that area. Next one down, just new lawnmower. I had one in FY25, but I went ahead and took that out. And it was supposed to be a double-sided, bigger lawnmower, but I went ahead and took it out this year. I needed a fire panel for the courthouse instead. And so I'm just putting this on a cheaper lawnmower. You know, it's good commercial lawnmower, but not as big a one in there. And that's for the $22,100. The next two are for the sheriff's building. This is to build the furniture for 55 offices. And the next one down is for some rise up debt or it's for the polygraph room, some tables and break tables for break rooms and stuff. I can tell you, we will save a lot of money. And I remember the Chief Hart discussed this in his presentation about what the cost savings it was. This is a pretty big task this will take us some time. So thank gosh we have a new warehouse and a lot of storage. So we want to start earlier the better on that.
Okay.
Next one down, juvenile probation, 10 rise up desk. This is in their main juvenile probation area. Moving down from that, install new Linnell VRX storing system and cameras. This is kind of something that Chief Rasp and I have been had some conversations on. We want to start keep integrating that stuff in through our facilities. So we're adding a new VRX recording system and probably about 35, 40 cameras, just in some of our main areas. Moving down from that, boilers for the Dale Hill. This is something I have to do. We are on year 12 and they are used 24/7. So we will have to, this has to be, I have to get these changed out. I can't have a boiler go down and they're newer boilers, and the problem is anymore, it's you get something new, they're good for 5 years, then you can't find parts for them. There's a lot of this that we're running into. IT world, you probably see a lot of the same kind of situations. So, but yeah, that's something that we need to do. And then last one here is this will be in the TCA's budget. So they did move some individuals across the way. Just moved some clerks back, so they want to remodel and make the judges' chambers over there than what they are now. And so that $20,000 would be in the TCA's budget. And that's facilities.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Rick, is there anything that got cut off on that first page? Because it...
That orange on the bottom.
On the very bottom? Because it doesn't have like the summary of the amount for.
I think it was just
$682,250.
Yeah, I think it was just the amount for the padded cell there.
Well, there's a whole bunch of writing along the bottom.
And the CMU block.
Oh, there was another one there. I just realized that. So, the other one it was the two no contact rooms in that same area. Thank you for bringing that up. So there's two no contact rooms. I don't remember that amount on there. I didn't realize. Thanks for catching that.
This total was like 90. purchasing, right?
It's on, it's on this page here. So you can see it there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. My apologies.
We have one.
Okay. So I believe it's close to 90,000 counting, like all up everything there. So, I mean, all together for juvie.
On this one it shows 68,500. Because there's a 25,000 for a wall and door to hallway, three intercoms.
Yeah.
43,500 for the padded room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 43,500 was the padded cell, and then the two no contact rooms were the 25,000. And that's with door control for the hallway and everything. So, yeah, my apologies. So I just missed the two no contact rooms. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I think maybe on a couple of these we need to, I would need to have a tour to see a couple of these. Because I need a little bit more detail information before I'd make a yes and no. Chief?
Mr. Chair, I'm kind of hesitant to bring this up. I do need to because it could be a capital project that's not on this list. Director Britt and I received an MOA with the City of Caldwell about the quiet zone effort of 9th Avenue and 12th Avenue. They're working with Union Pacific, and they presented a 50-50 cost share between Caldwell and Canyon County, and it was $30,000 each. So I don't know if you want to add that to the list because it could be a budget impact, something the board wants to do, or just put on the list for a later discussion down the road. But we just received this MOA.
We're not contractually held to the MOA.
No.
It's proposed.
It's absolutely proposed.
If it's a quiet zone and we're only one out of four or five that have to be in it, then one will kill the whole quiet zone.
Yeah, this is for two intersections, and again, it's a cost share.
So the two intersections, what are they? So we have this intersection here.
12th and 9th Avenue. So that's the three horns as they go on every intersection and put it to a quiet zone, and this would be an improvement for those two intersections with better signage, better walkways, and everything else, so they don't have to blow the horn six times collectively between the two intersections.
But I don't see, I know this is on the record, but for the record, I don't see how we owe them for 9th. I can see how we might have some considerations for 13th if we chose to do so, but not on 9th Street.
Mr.
That's
Chairman,
part of their downtown.
For political purposes and a bargaining chip, I would entertain adding it for the moment.
Crafty guy.
Well, and I support that, Chairman, with further discussion because there's a number of contingencies out there, so I think it's a smart move.
I'm just asking maybe for a potential placeholder at this point because it could be an impact to the budget if it's something we do within the budget season.
I'd be in support.
I'm in support.
Ready?
Which other tour do you want to do, the transformer or what else?
Mr. Chair, just real quick, what other, will you let us know what couple areas you want to tour?
Okay, we will.
Okay.
The one thing that, because I'm a recovering electrician, is that we still don't have a generator scheduled to purchase or to be installed on the morgue and crime investigation building. And I think that's a potential oversight. That sooner or later, we need to budget for it and put it in, even if it's only a generator to keep the refrigeration going for the morgue. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the public to make that the facility that it needs to be. So if you guys would look at that.
Yeah, we can. We can look into that.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, do you want to try to us get a number for you by the time I come back in next time?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, theoretically, the coroner went to 24-hour, 7-day a week. So I don't know that we would necessitate to have an auto transfer unit. It could be manually done if there's staff there all the time.
Okay.
Or within a few hours. So that would decrease the cost.
Okay. We'll look into it.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Anything else?
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. All right. So we'll take that under advisement with those changes. Does the clerk's office have any input on that? Okay. With that, let's take a recess for a few minutes before we start into the next budget. Thank you.
Sure.